WARCY.
W8FU.
Wow, 12 minutes for somebody to respond. I called out at 6:47, and you're my first callback. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. What day is it? Wednesday, yeah. Thinking about tomorrow already. Good morning.
No, mine wasn't a call out. It was a call back. It was a call out myself. Just got in the car. Everybody's on different shifts. So Anthony's already at work, and I think Dakota too. I'm not sure. So they're doing an earlier shift now.
Yeah, I kind of learned that over the last couple of days, especially with Anthony. And sometimes, you know, Dakota goes in a little early, sometimes he goes in a little bit later. But yeah, as a matter of fact, I think yesterday, Anthony was just getting into work when I called in at about 7, and Dakota was in the middle of a phone call, and he never came back. So I jumped on at about 1:45, and nothing. So he's like, that's what I meant by, you know, finally, somebody finally answered me, you know, 12 minutes later. Anywho, yeah, I got a hectic day today. I got a lot to do today. I got a lot to do tomorrow. 10 o'clock I leave tomorrow night for Indy. I won't be back till Sunday night. Like we all get arrested. you got four guys 58 years of age here. Yeah, we'll feel this guy is 80. I think we can get into trouble.
Yep. So what is this next one? Indy, I think?
This weekend is Indy. And it's qualifying for the race, and they turn up the boost, so the qualifying speed should be in the 240-245 range. Last year, I think it was 244, qualifying speed. So it's getting up there. But this year, there's a big change, because they're adding an extra 100 pounds of weight to the hybrid system that they added this year, so it's going to be interesting. And then the following weekend, obviously, Memorial Weekend, it is the Indy 500, which falls on Sunday, which falls on Joanne's birthday. But, you know, she's gotten used to it. And then I got Detroit, then I got a week off, and then I'm actually working a race in Washington, New York, a $6 insurance. So that's what my next 4 out of 5 weekends are going to be like. 3 out of 4, I don't know. It's still the 22nd of June. I'm going to be busy.
Well, there you go. And what exactly is your role at these races? What do you do?
Well, I no longer work for IndyCar, so these next 3 weekends are going to be for fun, seeing people I have not seen in a while. But the race that I do for IMSA, the endurance race, is everything from race control to race operations, technical work where you're inspecting the cars, make sure they're all in compliance. I do a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff where you check out, I could do just about anything because I've been doing it for so long, but wherever I'm assigned to do, I can pretty much do everything. It's just not one thing. It's just wherever you need me to be, I can do it. I can captain a corner station where the flaggers are, meeting control, communications with race control. It's a variety of things, but I'm just well-schooled in it, and I have the experience and the time, and that's why I get to lock me around for these long endurance races. But this is 3 weekends of just fun, seeing people that I've associated with for 30 years, and they're kind of like my racing family, and circus is in town, or I go to the circus, and I get in there on a credential, so it's not expensive or anything like that, and it's all good.
Well, sounds like fun. I got to dial up. My other side of my radio is on the wrong frequency. I got to go switch that. Been listening to that 7.2 to see if I get that loss of clock signal anymore.
Yeah, my scanner that's on my phone, the Gordon Edwards thing, the 147-2000 frequency is offline, so I can't listen to it. I can listen to it on my radio, but it's off. Well, the radio is in the charger or something like that, but I can't listen to it offline. But, so, again, getting back to what I do, as long as I've been doing it, I've learned to do so much. The only thing I don't do is, track maintenance. Our track operations people work with track maintenance. If there's damage to the track or a safety issue with runoff areas and tire barriers and things like that, I'm skilled in it. It's not my forte. I don't do anything with fire, EMS people or anything like that. We have companies like AMR now that are contracted. A lot of the major racing organizations like NASCAR, IndyCar, and IMSA, AMR is everywhere now. But that's all for driver safety and personnel safety. It gets really intense and really deep. I mean, to sit down and just map it all out and show you, and chart it all out and show you, and all the radio frequencies we use, which are a nightmare. it's a complex thing, and that's why people like my race director, Bo Barfield, doesn't want me to retire. And because you need people like me. There's not many of us that have our gray hair and our head for a reason. It's just my drift. I mean, Macomb County is going to go down the tank when you retire, so, you kind of catch the drift.
Everybody's about like a malfunctioning push button that can easily be replaced, so remember that. And never think of yourself as more than that. You'll be happier in life. I'm just a malfunctioning push button that they can replace. So, anyhow. So, can you check that app now? Because I think we fixed that last night. Or I fixed it once, and then it broke again, and then Fred did something. I'm not sure if he did anything more than just restarted it like I did. Curious if it's working now.
Well, according to the Gordon Edwards scanner app that I have on my phone, it is back online. So, 147.200 ARPSC repeater is online. It doesn't tell me whether or not the repeater is offline. It just tells me that the scanning option that I have on this, because, it's basically a scanner on my phone. That doesn't mean the system isn't working. So, I mean, I couldn't, if it was my only way to listen to it, I would not have been able to listen to it. So, but it shows that it is back up and running.
Okay, because I get an email whenever it goes down, and it went down, and took a while to get back to it. First, I just tried restarting the service, and that only lasted for a little while, and it went down again. So, I don't know if Fred looked under the hood and did something, but it started back up again. So I think we were talking about it. He might have went in there and looked at something as well. So anyhow, it's good. Good. I knew it was back online last night before I went to bed, so it didn't shut right off. So yeah, what does that tell you? It tells you that the service is running at the repeater site. The repeater could be completely otherwise running and everything else works perfectly fine, but the app that has to run to, it's called EasyStream, and EasyStream has to be filtered through another product, another app called Lame. So it gets encoded and then streamed through this thing called EasyStream, and if the credentials are right at Broadcastify, then it, they're all happy and everybody gets a feed. So a lot of things can go wrong with that don't necessarily mean have anything to do with the operation of the repeaters. So just FYI.
I guess nobody else is out there. Because right now above it I have 2 feeds from Macomb County. One is from Collin County Police Fire EMS, and the other one is from Collin County Public Safety MSP District 2. And the District 2 one is offline, but I can still pick up on the other line. So, you know, it's, when you said things like we've broadcast a fire radio reference and all the services and things like that, it's not necessary the repeater that's out is their service from those companies. So, yeah, I get it. Okie dokie. Well, really not much more new duty here. Like I said, I just got to get stuff done. I talked to Wally. He wanted me to get the radio out to him. I said, you don't even have the code plug written yet. We haven't even looked through it yet. And I sent him an email this morning. I said, let's get everything buttoned down on paper first. Make sure the I's are crossed and the T's are dotted scenario. And then I'll get the radio out to you because I just don't have time. I mean, to run out to the falls for him. I don't want to talk about this on the radio, but Joe and I had a falling out back in February when we're on speaking terms, and to get her to come out here and run it, or, you know, have you come out of your way to run it, is just not necessary right now when we don't even have the code plug written. We think we've got it figured out, so we'll go from there on that.
Okay. Yeah, he knows a lot more about that particular radio and software than I do. But so he can get it squared away. Whatever you need, as long as it's not, you know, asking someone to create a code plug is a huge effort. You know, they'll spend hours, you know, just kind of creating a code plug. But asking somebody to just modify one that you've got and you know, or program or do some cloning and stuff like that, stuff can all be pretty easy. But if you gotta create one from scratch, that's a lift. So I don't envy whoever's gotta do that. Oh well. We can get you back online though. The problem is you got the three things. You got the amateur, you know, the recreational, the racing, and the stuff with MCA. So, you know, it makes for three systems. You gotta lay in there, and we did some research on the ID thing and found out that's not a problem. So you should be good to go, at least on the MI5 networks. You can't use the ID that's in that radio on Brandmeister, but oh well.
Yeah, my message to Wally this morning, because even after I was in the hospital on Friday due to stress, I just said, look, there's no real rush. I'm just going to take a step back. I'm going to be busy the next 3 out of 4 weekends. I won't be at breakfast. You might be at breakfast. We're going to miss each other, you know, and so on and so forth. So I just took a deep breath last night and said, okay, this is what I got to do. I've got an inspector coming in to look at my door wall. I've got something I got to do downstairs. I can't remember what it was, but some kind of thing they want me to speak up on. And then I'm going to go in the computer lab and sit there and write out how I want the rest of these frequencies put in, how I want them worded, you know. It's not going to be like a zone 1, channel 2 thing. It's going to have actual wording, you know, for the frequencies and the locations, like the FBI's got 4 and stuff like that. So yada, yada, yada. I'm just blabbing here. So, yeah, I just stop, reset. I've already got a radio program. I've got Racing Radio's already got a radio set aside for me when I get down there, and so I'll have some communication with everybody instead of my own. But yeah, it is what it is, and I'm just stopping, resetting, and I know between you, him, myself, and others, we'll get this straightened out. I just got to slow myself down and just you know, let it happen as it happens.
Nah, that's always good advice. But, it sounds like he's got to actually create the code plug. Ew, boy, I don't envy that. that's a stinker. Oh well, what are you gonna do? In the end of it all, it's just the radio, right? And clearly got radio, so whatever. Some things just aren't worth worrying about.
Yeah, and in our conversations, we got that pretty much figured out between him and me. I just don't have to say anything about it. Whatever. Don't rewrite what's already in there. We've gotten that part of it straightened out, and it's just a matter of, like I say, just crossing the I's and dotting the T's, and it'll get done. And I just got to learn, I got to put my health first, and personal matters, second, and radios come third, and somewhere in there I got to sleep and racing stuff, I'm just going to be doing a lot of traveling, more so than actual working, and going from there. So, enough about me and my issues and my problems and everything else, and is there anybody else out there to help us change this subject? W-A-R-C-Y.
Okay, that's me. This is my centerline base. I'm heading out there on Woodward right now, dealing with this slow traffic. Man, your audio is loud. I thought so the other day, but man, it really showed up today. Good morning, W8FQ. NADBF. Good morning. I'm holding the mic real far away. Let me dial that down while you guys are going. Let me give it to Don and then pass it over. Casey, it is. Hold on 1 second. I'll be there.
Okay. Good morning, Ray. You moved the mic away from your mouth, and you're much better. All the adjustments necessary. Dakota, good morning, sir. Good to hear you out there. We'll let you take it next, and then we'll bounce it to Sean, Ray, myself, and you, sir.
Morning, guys. I didn't realize what time it was. I'm sitting at my desk at home right now, knocking out a few things, and I'm like, oh, man, missing the round table. So good morning. Go ahead, Sean.
All right, I guess we'll go that way. We'll go Ray next. That's fine. So, working from home, there you go. Is your schedule changed, too? Did I understand that correctly? I know Anthony's now in half an hour early, so he's clocking in before I even hit the road. Did I understand your shift's changing a bit, too, when it comes back around? Ray?
All right. Yeah, I'll have to play with this later on. I'll just hold it. I don't know what happened here. I didn't think I had it cranked up like that. Good morning, Dakota. Got this stuff figured out here. This Laura stuff figured out. Not much going on. Maybe out in Warren I'll be picking up some more stuff, but I connected it to the Internet, I'm getting a lot of stuff, but that kind of defeats the purpose. I want to see what I can get just RF direct. And I didn't hear whose turn it was after me because when I get into the radio menu, it cuts the audio off. So I don't know. I guess I'll hand it back to Don because, I mean, there's only four of us out here, so it's got to be his turn. Go ahead, Don.
Works for me, then I'll hand it to Dakota to Sean back to Ray. Like I said, before you made the adjustment and you moved your mic away a little bit further from your speaking device, it got a lot better, so that's about it here. And, I don't know where you were at 6:45, Dakota, if you were at your desk yet or not, but I called out and didn't hear from anybody until Sean popped in, so, good. Nice to be able to work from home. Alright, I'll hand it over to you and then back to Sean.
So, my schedule has not changed. The last 2 weeks I've been a little more lax. CEO is out of town. Not that I'm showing up really any later than I usually do, but I'm knocking out some stuff that would be a little bit more challenging if he was around. So I have a dozer in my front yard and 1,500 yards of dirt showing up today. So I'm here to get them going and make sure they're doing what I need them to do. And then I'm going to be probably heading into the office. Bad timing. I have a huge project today, but my buddy called me yesterday. He goes, I have dirt for you. Can you get a dozer? So I managed to pull it off. So now I'm wrapping up what I can at home. And then this morning I lost track of time. I was cleaning up the yard. I had to move the playset. I had to move a trailer with a skid steer because I don't have the tongue lock key. So it's been a morning, but I'm finally settled in, and now I'm just waiting for the trucks to show up.
All right, yeah, there you go. Good deal. So I wasn't sure. I thought I heard maybe you were shifting a little bit earlier or something, but maybe not. Well, good. You want to get that done while you can take advantage. A friend with dirt is a friend indeed. Is that how it goes? I don't think so. Yeah, Ray, I didn't say it, but when you backed off, it was better. It's still pretty hot, but yeah, you sound okay. You don't sound like you're overmodulated. Just a lot of it. And, you know, so just kind of like, whoa! Anywho, so you're fine. And the backing off is, like I said, significantly better. Go ahead and grab it. W8 a few. Yeah, no, I'm glad you said something, because I kind of wondered that too, because when I'm, like I said, when I'm on the Holley repeater, I can hear the last part of my transmission, and it did sound kind of loud, but I didn't know if it was just something to do with that or what. Wow, there's a van next to me, and they got one of their back tires bouncing up and down really, really crazy. Need some shocks on that side. Yeah, sorry if I sound kind of weird today. I got some brain fog going on. I've had a cold for the past week, and it's starting to break up. I almost called out today, but I think I'll make it. Got to get some coffee cranked into me. Can you see that? Do you go like that?
Outfield tires are not good. It could also be an out-of-round tire or something as well. Balance issue or something. I've seen those quite a few times over the years. But, like I say, though, I mean, well, this is a comment that Dakota made or Sean made about, you know, friend with dirt is a friend in need. You know, well, if you got to bury a lot of things or maybe people, that might be a good friend to have. But sounds like already Dakota's put in a full day if he's been out, you know, moving landscapes and things like that. You've already put in a full day. You know, now it's time to take a shower and crack open a cold one or something. My goodness. Over to you, sir.
So, fortunately, it's one of my best friends I've known forever. We signed each other's marriage certificates, so he's in the industry, and he's like, I'll get you dirt, just be patient, and he called me yesterday, and fortunately, another newer friend of mine owns an excavation company and was able to scramble a dozer for me, so we're sitting pretty now, finally going to get this all situated. You guys hear me complain about it all the time, but... talked to the township the other day, and they're like, yeah, that should have never been a parcel. I'm like, oh, sweet. So now it's my problem to fix. So getting it wrapped up, and all's going to be good. So looking forward to it. But, yeah, Donald, most of the time by 9 o'clock I usually have quite a bit done for a day. And, you know, most places don't get rolling until 8:39. So that's why I like to start my day early, uninterrupted.
Well, there you go, a friend with dirt and a friend with a dozer. Good stuff. All right, I'm going to cut everybody loose. I am pulling into the shop here. I got some running around to do today, so I got to get inside and get a few things knocked out before I have to get back out on the road here. So, I think they have lunch down by my grandkids, so probably check in on them later. Talk to everybody in a while. Over to Ray, 73-W8FU.
All right, talk to you later on, Sean. I probably won't be on very much today. We've been really slow at work. I'm getting kind of worried here. I don't know what's going on. Most of our product comes from overseas, so I don't know if that's what's going on or the economy. People don't want to go out and spend money or what, but it seems like repairing medical equipment would always be busy, but I don't know. Getting kind of worried. Talk to you later on the... Go ahead, Don.
Well, I hope that's not the case, but, you know, I mean, you're going to be down in centerline today versus where you've been assigned for the last couple of months or so. So they must need you down there for something important, and, you know, with your expertise, knowledge, and skills, you're going to benefit somebody today. So keep a positive outlook and such. Me living on a senior campus, we have all kinds of aids for these people to get around, from, you know, a simple box-shaped walker to, you know, these really extravagant scooters, you know, you got one of those Cadillac scooters, you know, with the plastic chrome hubcaps on them and stuff, and horn and everything else, you know, all white. One's even got turn signals on it. Couldn't believe that, but, yeah, so you got to remember, you are an important part of the senior community and their survival, so don't, you know, yeah, there's lulls, but sometimes, it's, you know, if the equipment's working, then you guys know that you're doing your job. So stay positive, and you'll be fine with that. And let Dakota get back to what he's doing, so over to him.
Yeah, Ray, I wouldn't worry about it too much. I think, yeah, the tariffs probably have something to do with it, but things should start showing up again here soon. Who do you work for? I got a buddy that's in the industry.
I'm at Benton, so we have a store in Flint on Miller Road across from the mall, and then we got the one on 11 in Van Dyke. So, yep, I've been there going on 8 years, but I was with another company for 13 years before that. They went out of business. And I think the owners were just ready to retire. There was a lot of insurance changes that went on around that time, which that's always happening. So, yeah, where does he work?
He's been with GE forever, but I think he's more of the, he's not in the field anymore. He does all the software and firmware stuff.
Okay, yeah, I'm repairing the things that Diane was talking about, the mobility scooters and wheelchairs, and we build them and customize them and all that stuff. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, like I said, we see a lot of them, and matter of fact, somebody's got a problem with a rollator, and I said, well, if it gets really bad, let me know. I might have somebody that I can contact that maybe might be able to help you, and if I did, I would have probably, I was referred to you, Ray, but, you know, their insurance and the service coordinators we here have here on my campus do a lot for the seniors and their mobility needs, and I've seen your trucks out here couple times dropping off stuff and or vans and trust me, you guys are very much needed in a senior campus now. I've noticed it more because I was more independent up until years ago, and I try to avoid those things with physical therapy. I chiropractic on one day and physical therapy on the other. Physical therapy helps me with my mobility and my balance. So far, knock on wood, as old as I am, I'm still walking free. I don't even need a cane or anything. So, but like I say, I just knowing in the things that I've learned here, the need for seniors is definitely you're very valuable out there. So don't ever think you're not needed, because you are. And I truly appreciate that. Even for my mom, before my mom passed away a year and a half ago, she had a disease. But, yeah. So, over to you, and then back to Dakota. He's still taking it easy there. Home
all right. Yeah, I just worry because we've never been this slow. This is the time of year where everybody wants their batteries for their scooters and everything because they sat over the winter time and died, and now they need to be replaced. Yeah, I'm sure we'll pick up. Go ahead, Dakota.
Like Donald said, there's lulls and everything. I wouldn't worry too much, not yet at least. But yeah, taking it easy, kind of, sort of, Donald. I had to take my HF antenna down or else I'd be tuning around on 40 right now, listening to all the old guys talk.
Yeah, well, the old parts for me I can't avoid. But talking on HF, I doubt if I'll ever get there. I've been in UHF for all my life, and I just basically got my hand ticket to extend the range of HF, to the UHF frequencies. And with the stuff that's going on right now and future projects that are in the works, I'm just, you know, getting radios updated. And I don't even have a note yet. I still got to work on that. But right now, the big project is getting my 70 centimeter frequencies into my Motorolas and stuff like that, and that's the biggest challenge right now. But yeah, it's just listening, you know, I got radio coming up for the next few weeks and that, and just, I'm pulled in a lot of directions, and I just don't want to end up in the hospital like I did on Friday, so I just got to take a step back, relax, let time take its course, let these projects take their course, and I will be fine. Don't ever retire, because if you do retire, life just gets crazier. I thought I'd have it easy, and I don't. I've been more busy in the last 12 years than I've been in, you know, the first 40, 50 years that you're working from 18 to 65. You know, my goodness. I don't know how people do it nowadays. Back over to Ray, if he's still with us.
Yeah, I've got a HF too. I've got a 991A, but I never could get myself into HF. I used to be into it quite a few years ago, but it seems like every time I want to fire it up, there's contests going on. I'm not much into contesting. I like to fire it up and during normal operations and see what's going on, what I can do, but I have it mostly just for, you know, if there's some kind of disaster going on or something, I can turn it on. See if I can hear what's going on. But yeah, UHF's always been my favorite too, and it got more complicated with the introduction of digital modes into amateur, but I've gotten pretty good at doing those cold plugs myself. So I think I got all mine pretty much done, so if anybody ever needs to get started, I can fire off one to their email or something. I've got Motorola, Kenwood, E.S. Johnson, Anytone, DYT, pretty much every radio. I'm going to make this my last because I'm a couple minutes from work here. So I'll catch you guys maybe later on if I make it on the road today. Casey, it is the T, Dakota.
All right, Ray, have a good day. Yeah, that's kind of why I got an HF2, was really just monitoring disaster, but then I kind of fell in love with POTA. Unfortunately, I don't have much time to POTA. And now I just enjoy listening and doing a little bit of FDA occasionally. I would like to get the guys in a routine of doing 80 meters, but I know it's difficult. A lot of guys are rocking compromised antennas, and 80 is tough if you don't have the proper setup. So that's kind of where I'm at, too. I had to take my long wire down, which does 80 no problem. But with all the yard work coming up, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm thinking about putting an APAS, one of those mobile antennas, in the attic. And it's going to be a huge compromise, but at least I'll be able to screw around. But, yeah, I'm going to clear out here, too. I should have trucks showing up, hopefully in a few minutes. So I will probably catch you guys, if anyone's out there, I'll catch you guys on the way into work, if not on my way home. So everyone have a good day. After you, Donald, NADBF.
Yeah, not bad. Good to hear you out here, though. Good to hear you able to come home and have a little bit of time to sit back in your office chair and relax. Yeah, like I said, I got stuff I got to do today. I got stuff to do tomorrow, and then tomorrow night at 10 o'clock, me and three other people older than me are driving down to Indy for Indy 500 qualifying, coming home for a few days, and doing it again next Thursday for the holiday weekend because the race is on Sunday. And my suggestion out of there, and I have to we're on Biggie Jersey, long story short. But happens this year that the Indy 500 falls on her birthday, and I've missed quite a few of her birthdays over the years because of those race weekends. And But, so that's 3 out of 4 weekends I got racing stuff to do. Some of it's fun, some of it's actual working. So, one thing that I got to work in is in Watkins Glen, New York, the 6-hour endurance race. So that's going to be really, really nice. All right, I'm out of here, too. I got to get myself going. I haven't even started packing for this weekend, so that's going to be just a backpack closed for a few days. All right, I'm done rambling. I'll get my day going. Everybody have a wonderful day. Stay safe. W8RCY, we're clear. I'm also going to put this radio in a bucket of ice because it's getting hot. Ooh.
We need to get you a node so you're not cooking at 5 or 8 watts or whatever, and you can just keep it on ultra-low power.
It is definitely on the Christmas wish list. this radio pushes 8. I can dial it down to 5, but with my location and the location of the repeater, it's on the back side of my tower here, and it's like I got to penetrate the walls of the other side of the tower before it'll get out to the repeater site. So, but trust me, it's on my bucket list on the refrigerator door of stuff, of things to do. All right, I'm out of here. W8RCY, everybody have a great day. W8FU.
Good morning. Copy, AB and PR.
You might have caught me switching frequencies. I copy, yes.
Why would you do that on a call and then switch frequencies?
Because when the repeater returned to me, it was crackly, snappy, poppy. So I said, oh, I'll switch over to the Mount Clemens. So there.
Ah, okay. Well, good morning. I've only got a minute here. I'm going to be where I'm at. Just getting ready to head out of town tomorrow. Looks like we're going to have great weather. Maybe a little too great. I prefer when it's overcast, but it looks like it's going to be sunny for 3 days.
Roger, what time you leaving?
I'm leaving early, about 8 o'clock. I got to go, like I said, I got to go through enemy territory first, and then having lunch with my kidney donor. then from there, off to Xenia.
Alright, very cool. Yeah, that'll work. So, well, hopefully you're going to... Now, what's on your list of targets? Quantar, MTR, 2OR3. Do you have SLR on your list?
No, I know nothing about them.
Now, if you found an SLR, I'd put that high on your list, too.
Is that a newer one than an MTR?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these are probably out of my price range.
I don't know, but an SLR is maybe is worth you know, if you see one. But I know Fred's got a few deployed, but and there is one at Mount Clemens for one of their systems. I don't know which one. Maybe even the one I'm talking on. I don't think so. I don't know. There's an SLR up there for something. But anywho, they're a good beastie too. It's like a 1U blade server.
Okay. All right, I'm here. I gotta go. So catch you later. ADATR.
Okie dokie. W8FU.
Real quick, guys. For what it's worth, about $2,500 on eBay. NHJPP.
Yeah, and what's an MTR going for these days?
You dropped out MT what?
MTR. What's an MTR fetching?
A 2,000, about $1,000. 3,000, about 1,800 to 2,500.
Yeah, it all makes sense. 2,000 would be less than a 3,000, which would be less than an SLR. And I think a Quantar is the most affordable of the bunch. And the oldest, so there you go. And the heaviest.
Nothing wrong with being the heaviest. That is a nice-looking radio. But if you ever want to do a CM, well, I don't have to tell you that. But yeah, let's see what a Quantar is. And this is just eBay numbers, strictly reference, you know, nothing gospel.
Well, and then you'd have to look at, you know, make absolutely sure the right band splits and all that stuff, and then look at the sold ones, not what they're asking, but what they're selling for, to give you a really good idea. All right, let's see here. It looks like BJ's ain't horrible. Although it's not great. I swear to God, this BJ's, it's not great. Man, oh man. Why is this BJ's always so crowded?
There's about 1,000 for it.
Alpha Zero, Hotel for
proper
signal report.
Oh, the heck with this. This is way too crowded. I'll go get my gas. I'll pay an extra 10 cents and not worry about it. Oh, man.
I'm surprised they don't let you use the pumps by your office.
Do, but I'm in my own personal car today. I'm probably blowing off after my afternoon, my morning appointment, so I took my car.
Oh, yeah, that's a good way to lose your job.
Oh man, I just got nailed by a. What do they call them? A telemarketer. The one that always says your name. Sean? You know, and then if you're stupid enough to answer, it'll say, hi, this is so, or you're hard to get a hold of. You know, it's like, oh.
Oh, wait till you get on Medicare. They're willing to help you. Unbelievable. I'll bet you I get 10 to 15 calls a day. And you can always tell because it's got that really cool little internet beep when you can tell when you answer the phone where it's going to get VOIP'd or SIP'd or whatever to some foreign country.
So whatever happened to the do not call list? You were supposed to put your name on that and they weren't supposed to be able to call you.
Yeah, that works about as well as the yellow light on Hall Road.
Well, okay. Anywho, now I'm going to be ahead of schedule. I thought getting gas would put me behind, but now, well, I got to get gas somewhere, so. Ah, man.
I thought I heard somebody else in there. There's somebody else in there. Go ahead. N8KPP.
Well, I didn't hear nothing.
Hey, John, I got to get out of here. I just got to get to the office. Talk to you later. W8FU, N8KPP.
All right. We'll catch you later. W8FU. And for what it's worth. W8FU.
Alpha Alpha Zero Hotel Papa for a signal report.
We don't do radio checks here.
Well, this is Alpha Alpha Zero Hotel Papa. Just trying to see if I'm getting out. I'm here in the yards at Saginaw and checking out my radio. I'm not stressing. Just listening in and I appreciate it.
W8CPP.
What's up, Don? How am I making it?
Oh, it sounded pretty good. What are you out on the water?
No, I'm down here by the kids. So, just wondering, how you doing? What you up to?
I just dropped my girlfriend off at work, and I'm heading to my parents. I'm thinking about maybe going and doing a POTA. I'm not sure if I'm done yet or not. It was in the thoughts.
Oh, is there a POTA today, or are you thinking about just being the POTA?
Yeah, just being the POTA. Yeah, I was thinking maybe going to Ball Mountain or I went to Chesterfield State Game Area and Wetzel the other day. Did a back-to-back. Conditions were awful.
Righto. All right, well, anyhow, I don't know where I'm at here. Boy, this is taking me... is routing me all over the place to get to a police station here. I know how to get there from every other angle but this one.
Yeah, which one? What city?
This would be Grosse Pointe Farms, I believe.
Okay, yeah, I never been there, so I ain't any help.
Yeah,
since the kids moved here, I've kind of got the different points all figured out. I know which is which, but I still sometimes wonder. Oh, wait. Hold on. Are you using a different radio? Because, like, I know there was a little bacon fry, but I literally thought you were Davian at first. You sound a little bit different. Man, this has got me taking a convoluted route. Anyhow, no, I'm on my usual, well, I'm on I'm in my personal car on the FTM 500. I don't know, you know, if that's different from what you're used to hearing, which would be my work car with the Motorola, but I was also in a gully, so I don't know. Yeah, it sounded a little bit normal now. It could have been my radio, too, that TYT 9600 with the OpenGD 77 firmware on it. I turned it on, I literally thought I was going to have to throw it out, man. It was all in Russian, and it was upside down. So I shut it off, turned it back on, and now it's normal again. There you go. All right, now I know where I'm at. I'm on Kirchival, so. Yeah, they had me all doing some weird swirling around to get here. But I am not far. I think I have about 3 blocks to go. Now that they got me out on Kirchival. Ah, okay. Okay. What is today? Wednesday? Yeah, today's Wednesday. Okay. Man, this is not working. I never know the day. I guess it's a good day. Okay, I've arrived. So you have fun. If you POTA, enjoy. I find it just passed. I did. Son of a gun. I gotta go past and turn around. Alright, I better quit talking to you. You're gonna pass it again. I'm actually hoping I make it to a gas station. It does say I got 30 miles to empty though, but I was gonna stop at like 3 of them, and I'm like, nah, if this thing says 30 miles, it should be good. So now I gotta wait until you get all the way back to my parents, because I ain't gonna pass another one now. It's not cleaner and 19 miles, so. Anyway, alright, well, have a good day, and I will catch you later on. W-H-E-T. Yep, I have arrived. I am in the parking lot, which I need to be in. So now I just gotta figure out where I need to go now. Alright, catch you later.
W8CPT from WD8KLL.
WD8KLL, how's it going? WD8KLL.
Hey, Don. Just thought I'd heard you out there. Thought I'd say hi. I was watching one of your live YouTube the other day. I was the Michigan Adventures dude.
Ah, okay. I remember that. Yeah, cool. I don't remember if I made any contest or not. But that might have been the one. That wasn't the one with the costume, was it?
No, I actually saw that one too, but no, it was you went to a couple different parks, and that the conditions were not that good. But anyways, I'm a friend of Jack's too.
Ah, okay, yeah. When I was doing the live POTA, that's I remember the name, the YouTube name, but I didn't remember what I was doing. I did a couple of satellite passes and SSTV and then those two POTAs, but. Cool. So what area are you in located in?
I'm up in Burton.
Ah, okay. Cool. I like having these repeaters, like, get to talk to different people all over the state. And if they were super busy, it might be an issue, but, you know, it's not super busy, so it's kind of cool to be able to
chat with people that are in the local area.
Yep, for sure. Yeah, I just got my license end of March, and I'm using the vanity call sign, which was my late mom. She was a ham back in the 80s. She was the first person in Genesee County to get her extra license as a woman. But anyways, yeah, one quick question while I got you on the radio here. When you listen to the satellites, like I think it's 437, 8000, do you got to go split mode to actually talk to them?
Yeah, like that HT that I'm using, it's got a program called OpenGD77. Actually, it's firmware. And it'll follow that Doppler and do the split transmit. But if you're just programming it into a radio, the uplink, you can go ahead and just keep it 145.990 with a 6.7 DL tone and put that as the transmit. And then I make five channels, so you can follow the Doppler. And I'll start out at 437.810, and then another channel, 805, and then 800, and then 795, and then 790. And start out at the 810 frequency when it rises, and then about a quarter pass or so, maybe eighth to a quarter pass, jump up to the 805, straight overhead, 800, and then, you know, maybe 5/8 of the pass, jump over to the 795, and then the 790 at the end. But yeah, transmit all of them. The Doppler is a lot worse on the 70 centimeter than it is on the 2 meter, so you can pretty much get away with not having to follow the Doppler on the transmit side.
Oh, wow, that's a lot more difficult than I thought it was. I thought I saw somewhere where I could put the 437-8000 in for the receive, and then the 145, oh, I can't remember. I think it was, but it had a PL tone, like a 67 PL tone, so I thought it was the transmit frequency, and then you listen on the 8000, so that's the only thing I knew about. I didn't know about all that other stuff.
Yeah, you got it right. You got it right. It's just that's when it's straight overhead. So if you think about, like, if you had a siren coming towards you and you're standing in one spot and it's real quiet and then it gets super loud and then it gets quiet again, since the space station's traveling at 17,000 miles an hour, it has that kind of effect on the radio frequency too. So you're starting out a little bit high on the frequency. And then overhead, you're in the middle, and then at the end, you're down to the 790. I do have a video. It's got a green Bofang HD where I put all them frequencies in that radio. So if you watch that video, that'll probably give you a little bit more understanding of how you got to program the radio for it. And then you're basically just I call them like ISS1, ISS2, ISS3, all the way to 5. And I start out at 1, and then, you know, after about 2 minutes in the pass, I flip to channel 2, and then, you know, 4 minutes in the pass, overhead, channel 3, and then about 6 minutes, channel 4, and then near the end. And if people are making QSOs, you'll be able to hear. Like, you'll be on, like, let's say the 805, and people will start cutting out, and then you just flip it to the next channel, and then you'll hear them loud and clear again. So yeah, look for that video. I think it said how to program satellites on a Bofang or something like that, and it's got a green HD for the title picture.
Oh, okay, very cool. Yeah, I'll look for that. That'll clear up a lot of. It makes sense now. Now you just explained it. So yeah, I've got. I'm using a Yaesu 7991A. Or a 991A, and then I just set it up for the split frequency, so I can hear them on the 437-8000, and I think I was transmitted on 145, 90 and a PL of 67. So I haven't made any contact yet, but every once in a while I'll hear them, you know, and I'll try, but I haven't made any contact yet.
Roger that. Yeah, 145990 with the PL67. But yeah, just listen. I mean, you're mostly going to hear other ham radio operators, you know, making contact with each other. And like you say, your call sign your grid square. So Whiskey Charlie Papa Tango Echo November 82, and then they'll answer you. And once you listen to it and you see the gist of it, then don't be afraid to throw your call out, because if somebody, what I would do is I would listen for somebody that you hear really well and try to answer them, and that'll get you going. And in the beginning, I didn't even know my phonetics, so I had to like have a piece of paper next to me and write down the call signs and then try to say them back. And I mean, I think that's what got me really into the phonetics, was doing the satellites, because I was doing it quite a bit, and I learned the phonetics really quick. But no, it's a lot of fun. I definitely give it a shot. And if you really get into it, you know, you could just get an HD and one of those Arrow 2 antennas like I use, and stand outside. And it, I mean, it's amazing what that little 5 watt HD will do. Talking to satellites, it still blows my mind.
Cool. All right, Captain Don, we'll let you go. I think you said you're at your destination anyway, so nice chatting with you. Thanks for the info, for sure. I'm going to keep trying. So, and if I see you pop up on YouTube, I'll be in the chat for sure. So we'll talk to you later. This is WDAKLL Greg here in Burton. We'll talk to you later.
All right, great. Good talking to you. And that's pretty funny. I didn't say I was at my destination, but as you said that, I was pulling in to get gas. So good timing. Great talking to you. Hope I catch you again, and have a good one. WACPT.
WABES. W8FU. W8EIJ.
WFSM Mobile, gambling. All right, let's see what Holly's got me there. Hey, look at that. Signal into Holly. Sweet. Yeah, jump over to the hamster stuff. I just put a new antenna on the truck.
CQ hamsters. Hamsters, CQ hamsters for a radio check. Over.
Be
CQ. This is me on our repeater calling CQ. Because, you know, no one knows what CQ, you know, what my call sign or monitoring frequency means. You know, a bunch of dumb newbies.
Oh, don't you get salty.
I mean, I was pretty good, you know, word saved me because I was about ready to make the flip.
Oh, you did it.
I know. All right, well, I went up to the fridge, and the only thing in there was peanut butter and jelly because Michelle didn't go grocery shopping last night. So I'm going to go to the hot dog stand and get a hot dog.
When the heck am I supposed to get my Halo burger?
Last I thought was June. That's what they were targeting, was for June. I can let me ask for out messages.
All right, well, it's not June yet, so I guess we could give them that. I haven't been through there. I have, but I always turn north. I take 19 and then I turn north, and it's south. So I don't, you know, I wouldn't see any progress they were making or not.
Oh, wow. Bancroft, I'm getting a new signal going from Holly, and I'm bouncing to the Bancroft receiver. It's actually routing over the LTE. That's hilarious. Oh, I need to get a receiver on this side of the hill. Actually, normally what they do is I have a new boat. Here, can I switch to it? Alright, here's this mode, WFSM. Send to Flint, receive off Holly.
Hold on, I got a little thing going on here at the BJ's, so let me figure out what's going on. WFU.
WFSM. Alright, WFSM. Or wait, am I on the road? Yeah, I'm on the road. WFSM.
Finally!
Wow, I'm already backing into the driveway.
The madhouse that is BJ's gas.
All right, I'm going inside to have my lunch. WFSM.
DRC, WAEAP.
KPP. KF8DTZ monitoring. WD8KLL.
KE8RUH.
KE8RUH. WD8KLL. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. Hey, I missed your call. Honestly, didn't expect anybody to call back because it's a weird time.
Yeah,
WERC,
retired guys, 3:30
there, Mr.
WDAKLL vanity call, using my late mother's call sign, and 2 months or so into the hobby here, I've got my license the end of March. First name's Greg.
Hey, Greg, I think Donald doubled with you, but K8RUH, this is Anthony. Good to talk to you this afternoon. Whereabouts are you located?
Hey, Anthony. Yeah, I'm up in Burton off the 444-600 repeater here in Flint.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'm down here on the Warren FBI repeater in traffic. On my way home a little bit earlier than normal. I had to get to the other side of town, so I'm in traffic on I-75 trying to get to 696. It's always fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I ran the roads for 20-plus years down there, and I was in industrial sales, so I traveled all over the place, and I don't miss dodging those orange cones any longer. That's for sure.
Yeah, it seems like they really have things screwed up here. This interchange is just a disaster because they're doing work on 696 west of 75. So it is just a total pain. It's almost unbearable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I used to, my office was in, I took 75 to 59 and got off of Crooks Road there. And I used to travel that when I went to the office, but I was, several accounts down there in the Detroit area, mostly automotive, but travel all over the place. Yeah, it's not fun for sure. when you get in the wrong time of day and you're pretty much screwed.
Yeah, unfortunately, with this the way that it is, there is no right time of day to deal with this, unless it's like 4 a.m. or 11 p.m. It's just a nightmare. But, you know, it only takes about 5 extra minutes to get through. It's not as bad as I'd like to think it is, but it sure is an inconvenience.
Yep, I know what you mean. I used to, if I left about 4 or 4:30 and heading north up to back up the Flint way, it was always dicey right around Auburn Hills there with the tech center getting out and everybody heading north. So, but, you know, you got through it. But if you left a little bit earlier or a little bit later, you were smooth sailing.
Yep. Yeah, now I'm on the interchange and we're moving about 30 miles an hour, so I'll get through it. But it won't stop me from complaining about it, that's for sure.
All right, Anthony, well, I just heard you throw your call out, and I was sitting here, so I thought I'd throw mine out. Like I said, I'm a new couple months into it. Started over at GMRS and met Jack. I'm sure you know Jack. Everybody knows Jack over there. But, yeah, good guy for sure. He kind of got me started at GMRS, and I decided, well, I'm going to go ahead and get my ham license and decided to come over on this side. So good talking with you, Anthony. Maybe we'll talk again. This is WDAKLL. I'll be clear on your final.
All right, Greg. It was great talking to you this afternoon. We'll catch up with you soon, and we're glad we peeled you over from the dark side. Have a great day. K8RUH.
You ain't getting away that quick from me, Anthony. W8RCY.
What's going on, Donald? I got the early shift getting out today.
Yeah, it's been kind of a whirlwind a couple of days because I'm going away this weekend, and I'm hearing your voice, and I'm saying, no way, is it 3:30? And then I look at my clock, it's not even 3 o'clock. Gee whiz, you know, talk about, you know, getting the great schedule, and then you get to drive home in this beautiful sunshine. That's even better. I know about the traffic, but, you know, no wonder we didn't hear you this morning.
Yeah, I called out early. Nobody was on, so I just turned the radio off and started listening to a podcast. But, yeah, every once in a while I got to get back to the other side of town to pick up my daughter from school when my wife can't pick her up. So that's why I'm out today. But, man, you keep a track of my schedule like my boss. I don't know, man. No, it's all good. Yeah, every once in a while I get out early, and tomorrow I got to get out early again. I got to go to the dentist, which won't be any fun at all.
Well, I'm not checking your schedule. I'm just trying to see what time I need to get on the radio, because I'm up at about 5 in the morning, sometimes 4, but I'll turn my radio on at 6, and I make myself available from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m., because like my cell phone it doesn't power down, it just goes into sleep mode between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m., so that's what I try to do with my radios. But this morning I got on the air at about 6:45, and I put out my call, nothing. There weren't even any crickets out there. And then Sean popped up about 7 o'clock. I said, oh, finally somebody woke up. You know, so you weren't out there. Dakota was a little bit, well, Dakota was working from home this morning, but because he had some stuff to wait at house for. But, yeah, I just heard you out there. I'm going like, all right, he's sneaking out. Now I got to try to keep track.
Hey, just wait until, we got about a week and a half and the city pool opens up, and I'll be trying to get out of work as early as I can every day to get to the pool. So we'll see. As long as this weather holds out, I'll be trying to sneak out as often as possible.
Well, I hate to show my age again, but back in the 60s and 70s, like so maybe 61 to 74, my parents had a pool, and I was the most popular kid in school because we had pool parties all the time after school, and I could only bring about maybe 6 at a time. My parents would let me bring home from school, and we'd all jump in the pool. And then as I got older, those kids, you know, we all graduate, we all go on, some go to college, some go to war. Vietnam was wrapping up then. But then that got followed by people from the St. Clair Shores Police Department, and I had pool parties at night when they get off the day and afternoon shifts. So, yeah, there's stories to tell about that. The best one, though, is when the people call the cops and say there's a disturbance at my parents' house, and the guys just jump out of the pool, put a towel or a rope around them, walk over to their house and say, is there a problem? And they flash their badges, and they say, okay, we didn't think so. All right, bye.
That's pretty funny. When did they build the St. Clair Shores City Pool? As long as I can remember, they had it, but I'm not old enough that I would remember even the late 70s. Maybe not even the early 80s.
I would say close to 60 years ago. My sister knew the lifeguard that plucked me out from the bottom of the diving tank area. I wiped out off the diving board and sank right to the bottom. So I have fond memories of that place. It was one of maybe a small handful of people that nearly drowned in the pool. But, I would say right around 66 maybe, because I'm thinking I was about 10 when that happened. And I was in fifth grade, blah, 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 blah. So I did the math in my head real quick, and I would say 1966.
Okay, yeah, my grandparents lived in St. Clair Shores, so as a kid, we would get to go a few times a summer to the St. Clair Shores pool, and that was always awesome. That was a real treat to get to go there.
Yeah, I don't know how many improvements have been done to it over the years. I mean, I was in St. Clair Shores, or I was attached to St. Clair Shores till my mom died a year and a half ago. So I have not been out to the shores at all, really, except for a couple of small business trips I make in the south end of the city, between 9 Mile, 8 Mile, Harper, and Mack area. I hit a couple businesses there, but so I haven't been by the pool, the library, or anything. I always loved going to the library, though. Even as I got older, I used my mother's home address as an alternate address for me, and so I was able to use the facilities at the St. Clair Shores Library. So I always felt it was like one of the best libraries in the Macomb County area.
I think they have made some improvements over the years. I think last year, 2 years ago, they put a new liner in that pool, which is probably a pretty big undertaking. And then that whole facility there at 11 Mile is pretty cool. I can remember as a kid before they had the marina there, and there was just a big field behind the pool, which is pretty cool. But right there on that corner, the police station was there. They just recently knocked it down and are rebuilding it. So the police department, I believe it's temporarily by St. Lucie's Church, which would be like 9 Mile in Jefferson.
Well, the most recent changes was to the court building. They built the new court building a few years ago. The police station is under demolition and renovation. I think they're still keeping a portion of it, but they're making it bigger and better. The fire stations, I know the central fire station on Harper was demolished recently. I couldn't believe it when I saw that. That thing has been around since I can remember. As far back as I can remember, I remember that station being there, and this is like the first remodel, but it's not a remodel, it was a complete demolition and remodeling. And like I said, the police station, you are correct, it's down by St. Lucie's temporarily in this school building that used to be when St. Lucie's had a school. Back to you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I drove by there the other day, and I think they demolished the entire thing. That whole corner of 11 and Harper is empty, except for the radio tower.
Where I grew up, right off of 11 Mile Road and I-94, I'm the first street east of that entrance ramp, exit ramp to 94 off of 11 Mile Road where the traffic light is. That's where I grew up, and I went to Lakeview there on 11 Mile. And this coming Thursday, which I think is a week from tomorrow, is the 22nd. I have a business trip down there, and I'm going to go through those areas and double-check everything and see how the progress is coming along. Once my mom passed, I just really don't have that much business in the city anymore. But it is my hometown, and I do like to go back. But, it's at a point where there's just no need to go back anymore.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot going on the east side. If you don't live over here, unless you're going to a restaurant, there's not a big reason to get over here.
Well, my 50th high school reunion was last year, and I went to it, and we were able to tour the high school, Lakeview there, and that was kind of nice. But like I said, I just have no ties or no connections other than maybe Gilbert's Bar for a corned beef sandwich or fish and chips. Charlie's next door to that, to the south, and Wally's frozen custard there. And the liquor store in between. There's like four businesses right in a row there at 8 1/2 at Harper that I frequent. But back in my neighborhood and things like that, I just don't go back as much anymore. Of course, that's where I go to get my hair cut, so in that area. So we're not too far from the Grosse Pointe border.
Yep, I know all those places very well. Wally's is probably my favorite spot to get ice cream, so I don't get there often, but when it's my choice where we're going.
Well, Yeah, I'm pretty good with the owners, Matt and Eliza. Eliza is just one remarkable woman. And every time I'm in town, I let her know I'm coming, so I make sure she's there. And, like, with weather like this now getting nice, she'll sit outside with me and, you know, fatten me up or something. But, yeah, those establishments right there is kind of like my staple. I was in Gilbert's back when I was on. I was still in my single digits. That's how old Gilbert's has been around. It's burned down a couple of times over the years. But, yeah. All right, well, anyways, I just thought I'd harass you for a couple of minutes. I got somebody calling me on GMRS on the Troy repeater, so I got to get back to him. So, pleasure talking to you. I'm glad you got to sneak out early. Have a good afternoon. Enjoy the weather. I'm clouding up over here. But, yeah, make the best of it, and we'll be on the radio tomorrow morning, and then after that, I leave tomorrow night at 10 p.m. for the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So, you take care, safe travels, W8RCY.
All right, we'll talk to you later, Donald. K8RCY.
W3LNS, W4XED.
W4XED, this is W3LNS.
Howdy, I just left work, should be home in about 20 minutes, give or take.
Okay, I just came out to water the flowers, and we have another visitor. We have another blue egg in our fern, so we have two blue eggs now.
That's great, two eggs and no nest. I wonder, I haven't seen a bird hit that fern either, so I don't know what's going on.
Well, partial nest that tried to get around the toothpicks. So in case Mama comes back, I took the toothpicks out so at least one of the eggs would survive.
So she tried to rebuild the nest in the one that had toothpicks in.
Yes, sir. Not deterring that, Mama.
Guess not. Okay, well, you want to take and move that one egg from the other fern and move it in with that one?
I'll let you do the honors. In case it cracks, I don't want to be responsible.
All right. Okay, well, I'll see when I get there. 88, W3 on us, W4XED. I'll be standing by.
W4XED, W3LNS out.
88WOJ.
W8RCY has returned from the dark side.
W8FU.
W8FU from W8RCY. Are you in the neighborhood by chance? Because I happen to be sitting out front, and I have a certain item in my pocket.
I am just leaving work, so I am not. But I could be in about 25, 30 minutes.
Okie dokie, I'll be sitting on a park bench.
But I could be.
Well, it's a nice day, so I could be sitting out here until it gets dark. I might even be sitting, I've been known to sit outside late at night on my balcony, so whatever. But if you could swing by, I'd appreciate it.
Pretty sure I can make that happen. All right, I will call out when I get a little bit, well, probably when I get on the freeway, or a little bit beyond. Maybe when I hit the freeway and around the Van Dyke area, because then I'll be just minutes off.
Well, like I said, I'm already out here enjoying the fresh air, so you don't need to. So just concentrate on driving, you know, get yourself home safe, and we'll see you pull up. W8RC Wycliffe.
I got permission from the Washington Orifice.
W8EAP. JF8DRC. W8EAP. JF8DRC. W8EAP.
This is KF8DQP, just listening in, seeing if I have the right information for the Frankenmuth repeater. KF8DQP, listening in.
AE8RUH from W8RCY.
You weren't good. You're always monitoring, huh?
Well, it's on usually from, like I said, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. during the day, and then I shut it off at night. But, yeah, I'm calling to ask if you're on your way into work getting an early jump for tomorrow.
No, I'm just going to pick my daughter up from dance class, so hopped in the car, figured I'd call out, see if anybody was out there.
Yeah, and there's a sucker born every minute, so I answered. All right, well, I just had to rag you. I just thought you were going to get an early start for tomorrow. Have a good evening, safe travels with your daughter and everything, and I'll be around in the morning, so take care. W8RCY.
All right, we'll talk to you in the morning. K8RCY.
NATDO.
NAKPP from WNFQ.
WNAKPP.
Yo!
Yeah, I'm only here for about 2 minutes. Yeah, that's easy to program. That's just two mobile radios. The cable's $20, and I already found the software.
Alright, well, the thing's just been sitting there, and I haven't bothered to look into it, so that's cool. So I'll get the cable ordered up tonight when I get home. We got a thing going on here in about 10 minutes on the system that's got all our attention. But when I get home, I'll get the cable ordered up, and then you'll have to shoot me a link to the software if I haven't already, you know, if I can't find it. And then I'll get that thing done up. Anywho, sounds like a winner.
Okay. I already ordered the cable. Don't worry about it. And I sent you a picture of the pinout, so we're good to go.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then, very good. So, I kind of got an idea where and what I want to do with it, but I had another little portable one that I ended up using for the GMRS machine. So, this one all of a sudden now has become topical. But I got a hole I'd like to fill. Got a few, actually, but this one would be ideal for something, you know, lower power.
Okay, very good. All right, I gotta go. She's staring at me. KPP.
Sounds like a wiener. Catch you later. W8FU. Fred, did you turn off the Mayville?
KATP.